100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so let's have a weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the story, and when I say you, I mean Lizzie, Richard, Charlie, Serendipity Tura, Jeffrey, Norval Joe, Tom, Dwayne, Planet Z. Maybe you've heard of them. Hey, you're going to hear from them today. And if somebody is like, oh my God, you didn't mention my name. Well, send in your story, and I will put it up on the feed in a separate post. But until then, here are the stories for the day, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. There used to be a place where cats roamed freely. It had lots of hidden corners where the sun shone in late afternoons, and they lingered lazily, stretching their lean furriness. There used to be a place where the birds chirped a song and water was a magical backdrop. There used to be a place with butterflies and pelicans and lions and ferrets, dogs and roosters, chickens and bears. And I used to go for a walk amongst the strangeness of the mixture of animals and the familiarity of their peacefulness. There used to be a place I called home. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Whiskers was a small, underweight kitten, but grew quickly to become a 27-pound whopper. I learned later that Whiskers' parents were Chazis, whose ancestry is ancient Egypt. Whiskers wore the pants in my house. I had two medium-sized dogs who gave Whiskers the run and rule of the home. She was a danger to the bird population on the property, but after some demanding training, she never bothered my feathered friends again. Whiskers lived a long and happy life, surviving well into her 20s, on a diet of balanced and nutrient-dense kibble and expensive, moisture-rich canned foods. Number 2. Whiskers and Cups is the go-to coffee shop in town. Owned by sisters, Kathy and Carrie Mapplethorpe, WNC opened last month. Serving house-roasted coffee, the shop features rescue cats from the local rescue organization and nearby pound. Customers can enjoy their coffee and tasty pastries, while cats leap onto their tables and heads, after lounging in the nearby litter boxes. Patrons bring in rodents and birds for the cats if they tidy up after the entertainment. Fortunately, many of the larger, aggressive cats are adopted, and no contamination has yet been the cause of any discomfort to shop clientele. Number 3. The Cat Whisker, made from a safety pin and a pencil lead, in contact with a single-edged razor blade, was at the heart of my crystal radio. Some magnet or coated wire, an oatmeal box, and piezo earphones completed the unit. The reception was good. After attaching the set to the feed pipe of the radiator, I used as ground. I had a 20-foot, homemade antenna on the roof of the garage. My first foxhole crystal radio was used in Germany during the Second World War. I could pull in German language stations as well as stations in England.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100 word story. And now, Whiskers. Whiskers Minetti had it out for me. He told One Thumb Pony that I was to blame for his men being pinched in the hotel robbery. He was right. The word on the street was that he called in the shovel to take care of things. Mickey Squint was my inside man with Whiskers. He had kept me one step ahead of the gang so far. It was getting more dangerous relying on Squint and One Thumb for information. Even Pete Tips O'Hanlon down on the docks couldn't be trusted. If I was going to survive, I was going to need a nickname.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 604 with a prompt of whiskers. Yes, I gave up on my other computer, and I bought a new laptop, and I'm hoping this works out for me. I had to go back to using Audacity because I can't find the license numbers for the other recording software I was using, so I'll have to see if I have any background music for this later. Anyway, here is my story. This is Movember. That means that men are supposed to grow a mustache to bring awareness for men's health. 1 out of 8 women will be affected by breast cancer. 1 out of 9 men will have to worry about their prostate. With the women, we can all appreciate Save the Tatas. However, no one wants to chant Save My Butt. So I'm growing a mustache. Nearly a month into it, it's sad to say that my best friend from my childhood had a better mustache as a senior in high school than I do now as a senior citizen. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Trotter Brazino here, with a story on the subject, whisker. There's nothing like a cat's whisker receiver and the human ear, he said. Modern electronics can't come close. Even valves aren't good enough. You have to adjust the whisker just so, you see. Sometimes it takes me an hour. Do you hear that? All those clicks and beeps. Aliens. Talking to each other somewhere above us. I'm trying to decode their language. I subvocalized a command to the nearest ship, and presently the familiar grip of a tractor beam drew us up. We always abduct the smartest, curious ones. They improve our hive brains, and it keeps the Earthlings docile.
Good evening, it's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 604 on the topic of whiskers. Despite my best plans this week to record the story early, it is now Saturday night once again, and I'm hurrying this up to get it done in time for tomorrow's podcast. Oh well, better luck next week, right? My story this week is called A Close Shave. After changing jobs, a longtime colleague told me my boss hated facial hair. I was surprised I got the job. My beard dated back to high school, and I was unreasonably proud of its neat appearance, so I kept it. The other new hire was a skinny millennial with a hip goatee, who kept it as well. The day before my review, I thought I didn't want to sit before the boss flaunting my beard, so, somewhat wistfully, I shaved it completely. As it turned out, the year hadn't gone well for the firm. The boss planned to fire one of his new hires. Mr. Goatee was gone, and I survived. By a whisker, you might say. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here, and my story this week on the topic of whiskers is called Kitchen Rivalry. The most excellent order of whiskers, beaters, and meringue whippers, usually shortened to the diminutive whiskers for convenience, is a little-known and exclusive society reserved solely for the most influential of pastry chefs. Not only is competition fierce for the few highly desirable memberships made available to those eligible to join, but jealousy is rife amongst the other kitchen professions denied entrance. So much so that rival factions fight fiercely for dominance, the most notable of which is the venerable society of salad washers, spinners, and dressers. Since that's such a mouthful, we call them tossers, for convenience. That's it. I'm off. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my stories this evening are, I want out, and I'm just a hairy guy. Mr. Whiskers was patiently sitting by the front door. Ben did not call Mr. Whiskers Mr. Whiskers. He called him Fred. Fred is no name for a cat, his girlfriend Amber said. Neither is Mr. Whiskers. But he wasn't about to get into a fight over a 25-pound ball of fluff. Ben opened the door just wide enough for the cat to wedge his head out. You're not going to like it. After 3 seconds, Mr. Whiskers looked up at Ben with a kitty incriminating glare. Yep, I made it cold and wet just for you. Mr. Whiskers was not amused. And the second story? One of my favorite George Carlin riffs goes as following. The word beard shook a lot of people up. Beard. It was not American sounding. Beard. Lennon had a beard. Gabby Hayes had whiskers. Monty Willie had whiskers, despite 5 presidents sporting one, and a dapper C. Everett Koop. Look what happened when Al Gore grew his. Too bad about that Bin Laden thing. Tom Hanks could get away with his because he was shipwrecked on a desert island. Personally, I don't see myself as someone with a beard. I see myself as someone who just doesn't shave. Seriously lazy. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. The old catwoman at the corner house was a complete stereotype. Living alone with her many cats, she was rarely seen by the outside world. Then the neighbors noticed an offensive smell, somewhat worse than the aroma of 20 cats and their excrement, emanating from the house. When the police broke in, they found the moldering remains of the old woman, half eaten by the starving animals, almost all of whom were now just skin and bone. Only poor little Whiskers survived. So we took him on. Little realizing, he'd acquired such a taste for human flesh.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Old Man Peterson stroked his white beard and looked over the chessboard.
Checkmate in 5 moves, he said to nobody.
He was sitting alone in the park with no pieces on the board. Peterson stroked his beard again.
I may need to swap some of my tiles, he said.
Once again to nobody. He reached down to the board, let his hand shake for a moment, and then withdrew it back to his lap. This continued for the rest of the day. When the sun was low in the sky, Peterson stood up, picked up the board, and shuffled back home.
Word stories.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of whiskers. I probably didn't mention that earlier. Oh well, it's not like you can't see it up on the site at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, right? By the way, the next topic, which is also up at the site, Pick two. Shed. Sail. Rancor. Vellum. Slope. Zip. Kale. And Bane. So there you go. Let those be your inspiration. Don't feel like those are a cage. It's a jumping off point. Start exploring. Shake them up. See what you got. Let it dream. Don't obsess on these things. Look around the world, and then if you see something, say something. Oh, wait, that's kind of silly. Anyway, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. That's where you'll find instructions. Until then, thank you for listening and participating and being a part of this. And I hope it brings good things to you and doesn't, like, get you all nervous and stuff. I want this to be a positive thing. So thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.